All right, we've been discussing Tu B'Av. Our big celebration is coming up tomorrow night and Friday. So we said that the Gemara in Masechet Tanit lists half a dozen reasons why we celebrate Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, as a yontif. And maybe there is a way to collect them all together. They do have a certain theme to them. But today I'm going to go with the last reason. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tarvaihu, that this day was a yontiv because they had completed cutting the wood for the Mizbeach. Wood is required in the base of Mikdash, and you need to use it as fuel on the altar. So on the 15th day of Av, they would complete their cutting for that year. So the Gemara brings down the Tanya, Reb Lezra Gadolomer, Mechamishasar Ba'aveilach Tashash Kocha Shalchama. He says, from the 15th day of Av, like the beams of the sun are weaker, he says, they wouldn't cut wood because the wood isn't dried out. In order to use the wood, it has to be wood that doesn't have a worm in it. If the Gemara learns that they would have a detail of the konim who are bali mumim, they couldn't do a vote on the base of Mikdash. They'd be on the deworming detail. They'd be in charge of getting any worms out of the wood. But you don't want to have wormy wood for the Mizbeach. You can't, nothing, it's not lice, but it's psul in the avoda. So you can't use the wormy wood on the Mizbeach. So from the 15th day of Av, the beams of the sun are already weaker, they wouldn't cut the wood anymore. So Amar Rav Nashia, V'karla Yom Tavar Megal, they would call it the day of like breaking the axes, in other words, they're not using it anymore. Mikan V'Elach, the Mosif Yosef, from that day forward, a person who's Mosif, he adds on, means he adds on to his learning, he'll add on to his life. Means that now the nights get longer. In other words, just like the sun is weaker, it's because the daylight hours become smaller and the nighttime hours become longer. So Mikami Lot the Mosif Yosef, a person increases his learning at night, he'll increase his life. Udla Mosif Yasef, if a person doesn't, Yasef, my Yasef, Amr Yosef Tikre Ime, means he'll die early. So it's an idea. I don't know if we all always appreciate this. The Rambam brings down in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Afal pi shemitzvah lamod by yom v'layla, even though it's a mitzvah to study Torah by day and by night, a person should have a kvius, a person should have set times each day that he points to, whatever it is, even if it's a half hour or 15 minutes, which is really minimal, but whatever you have, you should have a point during the day that you can point to, just like you have davening, you put on tefillin, say kriyat shema. You have to say, my learning today is from this point to that time, and my learning at night is from this to that. So it says, Afal pishu and svalam mod by yom v'layla, even though it's a mitzvah to study by day and by night, in adam lamed rov chachmato v'layla. The Rambam learns that a person gets most of his limud at night. In other words, learning at night is superior to learning during the day. L'fichach mishra tzalaskot v'keter ha-Torah. If a person wants to be zocha with the crown of Torah, yizaher b'chol elotav, lo yabed afilu kamihen b'sheina v'achila l'shtia v'sicha, a person shouldn't waste the time at night with eating, drink. It doesn't mean you shouldn't eat and drink, but it means like, you know, you're just sort of like the whole night is just you're sitting with the food, you're schmoozing, like that. He says, a person should focus learning, certainly day and night, but especially at night, a person should focus on learning. Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim teach us, in Rina Shal Torah Ela B'Layla, Shnemar Kumi Roni B'Layla, like the song of Torah is at night. V'chol Osek B'Torah B'Layla, Chushal Chesed Nimshach Chala B'Yom. If you study Torah at night, there's like Hashem gives you like kindness, at least. It says, Shnemar Yomami Sveh Shem Chasov B'Layla Shira Imo Tfilo L'Kel Chayayim. He says, V'chol Bayit Shein Nishmai Bo Divrei Torah B'Layla Eisho Chalto. Any house that Torah isn't heard at night, it's consumed by fire, I assume he's metaphorically. So the Ikar is, he's trying to say that when you learn Torah at night, that's very important. Mechaber brings it down in Shulchan Aruch, this is in Siman Reish Lamed Chet, Sarikli Zahir B'lima Alayla Yoter Mishal Yom, from Vatlo on Shom Ruba. The person's Vatlo Torah, so he has very heavy punishment. So he quotes here from the, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, they have these sheets on from the Daf Yomi, this is from the Al Adaf, but a little tidbit, he quotes from the Kaf HaChayim. The Kaf HaChayim says 1 hour studied before morning, it means if you study 1 hour before daybreak, it's worth many hours of Torah study during the night. The So anyway, so it's a Musar Haskel. Now that we're about to move to a different time of the year, right? It's like, you know, the nights are getting longer, and soon we'll be focused on Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So there's a certainly time for a person to make a cheshbon, you know, make sure that he has a kviyas to learn at night. If anyone wants to stay afterwards for Daf Yomi, you're welcome. But whatever you do, a person should have a kviyas to have Torah at night. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Kananim, Makashmar, Sparks, Elfiach, Chachmar, Koshmar, and Asol, and Dovah, Gir.